It's Friday the 19th of April and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 PM news. University of Namibia graduates have accused UNAM of not submitting their honours curriculum for approval to the Health Professionals Council of Namibia. UNAM spokesperson Simon Namisho explains.
We have professional program and also we have what you call general programs. And that particular program that is being referred to is most likely the general program. The difference between the two is that professional program, especially in the health related field, and they get to be registered with the Health Professional Council of Namibia so that those programs follow a certain pattern in their conduct as well as thereafter what those graduates can and cannot do. But the other course, which are general ones, are not registered with the Health Professional Council, and there's no need for that, especially in the university side, because those courses give a graduate an opportunity to go beyond what a registered course with the council allows you to do.
The Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security will be issuing visas upon arrival to travellers at the port of Walvis Bay with immediate effect. The ministry says the move underscores the significance of streamlining entry procedures, enhancing accessibility and fostering economic growth through tourism and trade. Here's the ministry spokesperson, Margaret Kalo.
The ministry basically aims to boost convenience for our travelers while sustaining security measures. This initiative will simplify travel logistics for both tourists and business visitors, as it will eliminate the need for prior visa applications, whereby reducing bureaucratic obstacles and waiting times. It also positions Namibia as a more welcoming and tourist friendly destination to attract a broader spectrum of both visitors and investors.
Nestle is accused of violating health guidance by selling baby food with added sugar in Nido and Cerelac in low to middle income countries, including South Africa, while selling sugar-free alternatives with the same name and branding in Western markets. This, according to News 24, was the finding of a joint investigation by Public Eye and the International Baby Food Action Network, which analyzed 150 Nestle baby food products sold in lower and middle income countries. Oil and gold prices have skyrocketed after U.S. officials said an Israeli missile had struck Iran. Brent crude rose by 1.8% to $88 a barrel, while gold briefly came close to a record high before falling back to nearly $2,400 an ounce. Israel launched a strike against Iran in retaliation for drone and missile attacks on Saturday. Defense editor at the Evening Standard, Robert Fox, says this could lead to significant escalation.
I'm afraid that Netanyahu's on a war path. He survives by going on with war. And this is where I think the real problem is, that this is susceptible to miscalculation. Key areas in this are actually not going to be Britain and America, but what the serious Arab capitals, particularly Saudi Arabia, Egypt, say, do think about this.
And finally, India has started voting in the world's largest election, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking a third term in power.
People have been flocking to the polling booths in India, with voting taking place across parts of 21 states in the country in what is the first phase of the polls. Voting will end on the 1st of June, and votes will be counted on the 4th of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is widely expected to return to power for a rare third term, although there are questions over whether his Hindu nationalist BJP and its allies will be able to secure the 400 seats it is aiming for. The opposition has hit out at Mr. Modi, accusing him of eroding democracy, while concerns remain over inflation and unemployment levels. Modi, a popular but controversial figure, is trying to appeal to voters with its welfare schemes and promises to boost the economy. Rebecca Bunden, Chennai.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.